Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian and also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how goes it? How's your day going?
It's okay. I'm wondering, though, when Ryan Silverfield wins the national championship next year, how is it that he's only going to get a $500,000 bonus? Didn't that strike you as light for winning the national championship?
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think that really I don't think that they really saw that as a reality. I didn't really pay attention to that, Jeff.
You didn't put much stock in that.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to that.
I think that's probably right.
Yeah,
probably not too invested in that particular bonus.
I wanted to see what the buyout looked like. And it looks like the exact same as the original contract that he signed way back when.
What's 60%.
So if he's fired without cause, 60% of the remaining contract would have to be paid to him. And if he were to leave for another job before December 31st, 2024, he would owe Memphis $1.5 million. Then it decreases to $1 million after December 31st, 2025, and then December 31st, 2026, it's $750,000, and then once you get to December 31st, 2027, it's $500,000 he'd owe. So it's basically the exact same buyout, and he wanted more money per year heading into the future. I thought this was a fine contract ultimately. Like, as far as extensions go and getting new money on it, this was not the bank.
It was pretty modest, honestly. It was. In the end, it amounts to 3 extra years. And then you could argue that he should have gotten 2 extra years as opposed to 3 extra years. Why didn't you need the 3? But given that you're not giving him a big bump in pay, there is a bump in pay, but not some extravagant bump in pay.
Not even at the top of the American Athletic Conference.
Right. And given that the buyout is 60%, so you'd be more worried if it was, you know, full pay for the – let's say he has a disastrous year next year, which we will hope he will not,
right.
And we predict he does not. And you say, that's it, we got to fire him, right? That would be – and so then you've got to pay 4 more years. But if it's 60% of 4 more years, that makes it certainly more doable. And obviously, the hope is that he'll, you know, he'll win the conference.
I mean, what do you think about that?
For a bunch of these bonuses,
what do you think about his buyout staying the same? Him not trying to restructure that at all? I mean, that sort of.
We don't know what he tried.
Well, maybe he tried. Good point. But it kind of indicates to me. There's not really a thought of him going anywhere, or he doesn't have that thought. Even if it, and we'll see what opportunities if he does make the college football playoff next year, it could change everything. It doesn't seem like he's really in a rush to think about other jobs.
You mean the buyout that he would have to pay?
The buyout that he would have to pay. Keeping that the same. Not a lot of coaches do that. Can we be honest? Like, not a lot of coaches are in the business of getting fired for bad results and having to pay things out, or having to move on and then pay out money.
I mean, lots of folks, you have to pay money when you hire lots of people. And, I mean, that's pretty common. And here's the truth. If he goes undefeated next year, gets into the college football playoff, and becomes a hot commodity, I mean, the truth of the matter is for whatever reason, he has not been a hot commodity, right? He has not been a guy who, you know, he's not Mike Norvelde yet, right?
Yeah.
If he ever does get to where he is perceived as someone, you know, who a Florida State would want or whatever else, they would not balk at paying that buyout.
$1.5 million?
It's nothing.
Right.
And so the buyout, to me, it won't be nothing to Memphis. Memphis could use $1.5 million, right? But it's let's be honest, it's the price of a coordinator, right?
Yeah.
For at an SEC school, lots of coordinators make more than $1.5 million coordinators. And so if he persuades people, has the kind of year that elevates his profile such that the big boys are coming after him, that buyout is not going to deter
them. More the University of Memphis not thinking that there's a lot of takers out there at the
juncture. I mean, so far there hasn't been a lot. I mean, it's also why, I mean, I think given everything, I think it's a perfectly reasonable contract because you have to respect the finish that he had last year. You know, the number of wins, the bowl win, like the fact that Seth is back, the potential of his program going into next year, you have to respect that. And so I think he did deserve an extension. I think that's, and yet it hasn't been such a resounding success. We all know it, right? It hasn't been such a resounding success. He hasn't made a conference championship game yet, for God's sakes, right? That you can't give him the, we got to throw everything at him in order to keep him. We're desperate to keep him contract. There hasn't even been, recruiting him or trying to recruit him away from you.
Yeah.
So normally you give these people big raises. This is true in my world too. Like I've gotten raises back when I was at the CA when Seattle was trying to hire me, like that's the first time I got a decent raise.
And
so it's the same way everywhere. Competition, you'll find it's also true right there at 92.9.
Yep.
The time people get raises is when someone else is wanting to hire you away. And so far, so far as we know anyway, no one has been trying to hire him away. So given all of that, I think it is a perfectly reasonable extension for both parties.
Yeah, it's a show of good faith. It's a show of good faith because
I gather it was a little trickier there was some angst involved in it. But I'm glad that it's been worked out and I think they're set up for a big year. And I think particularly as you look at the portal, just going nuts. And now we see it in college basketball. You see it with the Memphis college basketball coach. I think it is another reason to pause and to admire the loyalty that Ryan seems to inspire in his players.
Yep.
That, let's be honest, Penny has not always inspired in his players, right?
Yep.
I mean, so.
Well, and it was not always like this for Ryan. The transition from Norvell to him was not this easy. I think he's finally gotten guys to buy into him instead of the previous regime.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. And I admit that will often happen when you're having going from one regime to another.
I've lived it. I've seen it.
Yeah. 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 I think it's mostly, I mean, right, the transition to Novell wasn't that simple, right? You did that.
Yep.
But anyway, so yeah, I think the continuing presence of Seth Hennigan speaks volumes. And so, yeah, it's a good day.
Yeah, there was a moment in time where they had to not play DeMonte Coxey the first year that he was here. Taj Washington left immediately, and he was struggling with keeping that roster together. I think that now
Taj Washington, by the way, is
yeah, he's going to be good NFL draft pick.
He is killing it in the workouts and stuff.
Yeah,
so
100%.
He is going to be an NFL receiver.
Yeah, I could you know my favorite fit for him is staying in LA. Go to the Rams. That'd be a good one. That'd be a good one for him.
I think he's
a high IQ type guy, and I think he's got some decent run after yak ability. And I think Sean McVay, I think we've seen he does well with receivers he brings in, regardless of where they're drafted, even if they're a day three pick and a seventh round guy. When did Puka Nacua get picked? Was he a seventh round guy? Sixth round? Something like that?
Maybe sixth, fifth, something like that. I don't think he was seventh. But I think Taj is going to go higher than that, honestly.
Yeah, Taj would have been nice to keep around, though, back in the day.
To keep around. There's no question.
Yes.
Go ahead. It was a little rocky. Anyway, but today's a good day, and I'm happy for the University of Memphis, and I'm happy for Ryan.
And Connor's telling me that it looks like Puka Nacua was a fifth round pick, but go ahead and throw that in there real quick. Yes. Now, Tiger basketball. Carl Sharenfant in the portal. I think weirdly enough, Carl Sharenfant actually is a decent fit for what Penny wants to do going into the future. I'm not all that broken up about him as the player leaving, though. But what I am broken up about is just, like, I've talked about Penny building this program and trying to have some mainstays and some pillars and some guys you can count on. And I know that it's really hard in this day and age of college basketball to keep freshmen around if they're not getting a lot of minutes. They want to find somewhere where they can get a lot of minutes. But the thing that the Carl Sharenfant news did to me is just sort of discourage me in the fact that it's going to be one of Penny's his non-strong suit. Something he's very, very seemingly bad at is keeping these guys on campus for multiple years. It's just it's becoming rent-a-team after rent-a-team and one-year rental after one-year rental, and guys like Carl Sharenfant hop in the portal just immediately as soon as they realize they're not getting minutes.
Oh, I think it's discouraging, yes, honestly. I mean, I think we've seen, you look at the Tennessee team, you look at the Purdue team, obviously Alabama's different, but some degree of continuity matters. And I think two things are true. One, the continuity matters in terms of building a program. But two, I think the lack of continuity reflects poorly on the
coach.
Yes,
it does.
You know, like in the end, let's go back to Seth Hennigan. Seth Hennigan stays because I'm sure he's gets a decent NIL, but he stays because he believes in the opportunity. He believes in the coaching he's getting. He believes in the administration. He believes in the program, right? That's one reason he stays. And I think it's fair to ask. Now, some people just leave for more money, and that's fine. I respect that, right? But if everyone always leaves, what exactly? I think you have to ask at least, why are they leaving?
Yeah.
You know, why are they leaving? Yeah, are they all leaving? Like, do we believe that Carl Sharenfant is leaving because he thinks he can get paid more somewhere else? I don't really think so.
It's about playing time. These issues are not exclusive to Penny Hardaway, but I see Penny Hardaway have a lot more trouble than most everybody around the country at keeping young guys on the roster.
I think that's right. And I think the key, and again, I'm not the expert. I'm not an expert. But I think the key is to identify the players who you can and will ultimately build around, right? And then give them enough playing time such that they and are clear enough with them such that they understand what the path will be going forward, right? And then realizing that there's some players that I don't care if they stay or not.
Sure.
And I think some of this all goes back to the rotation stuff, right? When you're getting so many minutes one day and no minutes another day, and like, how do you then have faith in what your trajectory or what the plan is, right? Mm-hmm. If you get some consistent minutes and it built up over the season and you saw some progression or whatever else, even if you weren't one of the five guys who was most relied on, I think it's an easier sell that you can come back, you know, that there's a reason to come back. I think, I don't know. I like, who do we know now is back?
Nick Jordan and Ashton Hardaway. But there's also been rumors about Ashton Hardaway. I don't know. No, Nick Jordan. There we go. And then maybe Joe Cooper and Noah Stansberry.
I mean, that's a pretty thin starting spot.
You have a 15-man roster you're going to have to fill out or whatever. I mean, you're going to have 10 new guys. You have 10 new guys. And likely all transfer portal for the most part, because high school recruiting is something that Penny is not focusing on in the slightest, it doesn't seem like.
And it's hard to imagine that, at least on paper, he can put together a more impressive group than he just did.
Right.
Right? And that didn't go well.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a more cohesive group.
And again, or a more defensive-minded group that he wants.
Yeah, but the funny thing there is that Kyle Sharonfant would seem to fit the mold, you know? Longer, more athletic, you know? He would seem to fit the mold. Now, players do leave. I mean, we just saw that. Jonathan Lawson's in the portal again. Like, you know, how many players in the portal? 1,000? What do
I
we have?
1,100 at this moment and growing.
Literally one.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
1,100. So you can't criticize a coach for having players in the portal, but I think you do need
more than two guys potentially on scholarship that are coming back, that are seemingly guaranteed to come back. You need more than that.
So I think it's discouraging. I do. I think it's discouraging. Now, whether he's discouraged or whether he's motivated by it, or whether, you know, we don't know the answer to that. But it's obviously a critical year. And you'd like to have the equivalent of a Seth Hannigan coming back. We did have David Jones today in a story that he talked to a podcast, I guess, in the Dominican. And Parth ran it through the old YouTube translator, and because it was in Spanish.
That's good work. That's beautiful work.
And honestly, I had sort of at least given up. I don't know, given up. I was pessimistic about his return to Memphis. But if you read that piece, there's at least some reason for optimism, right? He's saying, listen, if I can make money in the NBA, I'll go do it. But nobody thinks he can make money in the NBA this year, right?
Right.
Nobody thinks that. And then he lists off the money, many ways in which being in college is an advantage. You get free, you know, medical care, you get free dorm room, you get free food. I mean, he's listing all that stuff. And then there was no mention, which actually I have been just slightly worried about, from a Memphis perspective, of, because the ultimate ignominy would be if he decides to, you know, take the Lester Canonis route and bet on himself and figure he can get to the league one way or another, play in the G League or whatever. You can't blame him for that. To me, the blow would be is if David Jones went into the portal.
Yes.
Right? And he didn't sound like, today anyway, in that interview, like it sounded like he was talking about Memphis. And I thought that was promising, because I do think that one of the things that would be a blow that could happen, if it is theoretically, because you never know, would be David Jones is going to stay in college, but he too is going in the portal. Like that would be one that I think, you know, I think that's one that would hit hard. So
right.
It was nice that, you know, there was no mention of that, at least in the piece that Parth translated.
But if we've learned anything from the Lester Quinones, the DeAndre Williams, and all these things, you have to go recruit under the assumption that he's not going to be back, right? You can't just count on that at all.
No, you cannot count on David Jones. No, it's going to be that's the thing. It's going to be months. Now, you know, the other thing is we still have got. I mean, there will be players off the Final Four teams that ultimately transfer, like that are in the portal. We're not done by a long shot here.
And don't you think that this is a pretty ridiculous way to go about the portal season in college basketball?
Yeah.
Can we wait till after the national championship game and then open the damn thing?
Think we should be able to wait till after the national championship game.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, the whole thing—the combination of the portal and the NIL, the way it works is chaotic, and I don't know anybody who likes it. But you're right, the timing of it is, you would think you would be able to put it off.
I was thinking about NC State, who's very happy. Kevin Keats, I'm sure, is very happy he's in the Final Four. I'm sure everybody at NC State's very happy they're in the Final Four. But the disadvantage he's working at now, I mean, he's going to have to lose a lot of guys on that roster that already lost 14 games and just had this ridiculous run in the postseason. I mean, going into next year, he's going to be working at a huge disadvantage. Everybody else is reaching out to these transfer portal recruits, and he probably has not had that opportunity.
I'm sure he's done it, but
yeah, he's dealing with what's out in front of him right this second.
He does have other things to worry about. But he has the advantage that he can say, hey,
we're in the Final Four.
We're in the Final Four, and we'd love for you to – I can just tell you, I know we're going to have some openings next year. We'd love for you to join us, watch us this weekend. You know, I don't think that's a crusher.
Okay.
It's certainly a trade-off they'd happily make.
Yes, 100. I think we would do that at Memphis, too. Yeah, we would make that trade-off in a hot second. Now, women's basketball, that was phenomenal last night. I just saw we have the returns, TV ratings.
We've got the TV ratings. Yeah?
This is mind-blowing. 16 million peak for LSU and Iowa. 12.3 million was the regular number. And that's the most watched most watched women's game ever. And then UConn-USC drew 6.7 million, which would have been the most non-Final Four women's game, would have been the most for a non-Final Four women's game ever, but the new record just happened of 12.3 million. That was great. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
We have the men's numbers, and I think that beats the men's numbers. Saturday's men's numbers.
Doesn't beat NC State Duke. NC State Duke was 15 million, which was really good.
Was 15, and this is 12.
Yes, and this is 12.3.
NC State Duke was on CBS.
Yes, this was on ESPN, of course.
It did beat the TBS games, I think.
Yes, it did.
That were handily.
Correct, it did. The only one it trailed was NC State Duke.
And the NC State Duke was a massive number.
What right? strikes me, though, is just like, if you're on social media last night, every tweet is about Caitlin Clark and Juju Watkins and Paige Beckers and Angel Reese and people talking about the game. And also what strikes me is all of the stars, like sometimes you get worried about, you know, men's basketball and some of the stars showing up. We saw Terrence Shannon against UConn play right. horribly. All of the stars showed up. Juju Watkins had 29. Paige Beckers had 28. Tremendous. Angel Reese had 17
and
20.
Angel Reese was banged up, and so she wasn't. But she nearly had a 20-20 double-double.
Yeah, and then Caitlin Clark has 41 on 9 for 20 from 3, and she was on a ridiculous heater in that entire second half.
No, it's incredible. It is incredible, and it's wonderful to see. It is wonderful to see, given the, what, you know, 5 years ago, you'd have people rolling their eyes at the idea of watching a women's basketball game.
Oh, my gosh. Connor just sent me an I have to read this out. Connor just sent me an insane tweet from Joe Pompliano, who is he does sports and business. So 12.3 million viewers for Iowa LSU is more than any women's college basketball game ever. But it's more than the 2023 NBA Finals, more than the 2023 World Series, the Orange Bowl, the Big Ten Championship, the Cotton Bowl, the Pac-12 Championship in football, Big 12 Championship in football, ACC Championship, more than the Peach Bowl, more than any Thursday night football game, and more than every 2023 college football regular season game except Ohio State and Michigan. That is just, that's mind-blowing how much it's grown in just a three-year period. And you brought up ESPN sort of pressing it out there and putting it in your face for the last 5 years, and I think that has part of it. Like, that definitely played a huge role. But again, I think it comes down to the sellability and the personalities of the stars.
No. I think the exposure over the last 5 years helped immensely, or however many years, right? I mean, because even last year we saw the bump it felt like started last year, right? But then what happens is you have all of this exposure, and then you have the perfect storm where you have the stars and the star of all stars, Caitlin Clark, right? So who's just – it's not just, by the way, that she is the all-time leading scorer, because if she were a 6'9 post player dominating inside, it would not have created this hysteria almost,
right.
That there is. It's the fact that she's bombing from 35 feet routinely.
Right. Right.
And then she's a brilliant passer, and, the crowds are massive, and, I mean, there's a little Swift mania to this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really something else. She's a phenomenon. I was asking Jeffrey just to take all the sports stars in America, the American sports stars. Is she top 20, top 15? And by that, I mean, if you put her at one end of the, of Tiger Lane and someone else at the other end, this
right.
line would be longer for autographs,
yeah.
right? And I think you'd have to say LeBron and Steph, and like,
yeah.
there are those who Patrick Mahomes, and like there are definitely Tiger. He's still active, I guess. We're still counting him, sort of. So Tiger, but I think it
top 25.
I don't think you get to 20. Do you get to 20?
I don't know. I'd have to go. There's a lot
who's
of names
bigger,
I'd have to sort
is
through.
Is Josh Allen a bigger star than Caitlin Clark? I guess.
Yeah. I think so. The NFL versus women's basketball, it's still the NFL.
Is there an NFL non-quarterback who is a bigger star than Caitlin Clark?
No, absolutely not. I don't think so.
It's just unbelievable.
Like, we're thinking about Justin Jefferson, no.
I mean, is Kevin Durant's a bigger star, but
yeah.
he's not as hot. He's not as, whatever. Like,
yeah.
he's...
He's not at his peak as compared to where Caitlin Clark's at right now.
He's not at he's not having his moment, right? Like, this is her moment. Who knows how long that moment will last? Will she be able to carry it into the WNBA? Will this hysteria go with her? What's going to come of it is really fascinating to me. But the other thing, though, is that you see, you start, people come for Caitlin Clark, and then they start realizing, these other players are kind of wildly entertaining too. You know?
Yeah, and then the difference between men's college basketball and women's college basketball, I don't know if I could, besides Zach Edey, I didn't really know going into this year exactly who I'm going to tell you who's going to be at the peak, who's going to be the most known men's college basketball star. It usually comes with a one and done or somebody like that who just lights the world on fire. Zion Williamson, that type of thing. Yeah, and the women's, I can tell you right now, Juju Watkins, Paige Beckers, Hannah Hidalgo, they'll be around next year and we'll be following them and we know exactly who they are.
Is 22 and has already said she's coming back next year, and she's phenomenal.
It's insane about her too. She had what, 3 surgeries, an ACL surgery, and then she had another, I think, a meniscus surgery, and then a complication with it. She's a better player than what I remember, even pre surgery and everything else.
Well, she's the reason they didn't recruit Caitlin Clark,
right?
And so now you have that lovely subplot. Isn't it incredible we're sitting here talking about women's basketball?
Right.
But here we are. So you got this incredible subplot that you've got Iowa playing UConn, and Gina Auriemma did not – Caitlin Clark wanted to go. Her dream was to go to UConn, and there she is, blowing up in high school, and Gina never came to see her play. And it's sort of the Zach Edey thing a little bit. Like, I was overlooked. You know, but it's because Paige Beckers is tremendous. Like, she was the number one player in America, I think, that year.
Yeah.
Not that I was following the rankings.
Well, Zach Edey's a little different because I think Paige Beckers was 1 overall and Caitlin Clark was 4.
They were both.
Yeah.
And they play similar. You know, it's like I do think, in fairness to Gino, he had a pick, right?
Yeah.
He had a pick.
And you don't blame him for making that pick.
And you can't make him. And she's been tremendous.
Yeah.
And so. But no, it's great entertainment. Both games are great entertainment.
Yep.
So I'm thrilled that they drew the numbers they drew. And it will be interesting. Like, next year, what are the women's college basketball numbers like? They'll clearly recede. They won't be the mania that they were this year. But, and then what will the WNBA numbers be like? Like, will she take this frenzy with her to the WNBA?
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
It's fun.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. But, Jeff, I appreciate it. We'll do it again tomorrow.
All right. See you.
Yes, sir. That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, the sports calendar is loaded, and FanDuel is making it even more exciting to get in on the action. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200. You can use to bet the tourney, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's GABEK. Again, GABEK, and make your first bet a big win. FanDuel is America's number one sports book. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. We have some NBA to discuss. The Grizzlies get a win last night, 110-108, so make sure that you stick around right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This Saturday, April 6th, is your last chance to get 60% off at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The final 6 hour 60% off sale is happening at Robert Irwin Jewelers on Perkins Extended. This is the real deal, a real 60% off sale. No marking up to mark down. It doesn't mean that we're talking about up to 60% off. It is legit 60% off. But for 6 hours, starting at 10 a.m. this Saturday, get 60% off anything in the showcase. Diamond anniversary bands, diamond rings, diamond pendants, all 60% off. 60% off designer jewelry, engagement rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, gemstones, and even name brand watches. They're all 60% off. There's over 1,000 items to choose from, so you're going to have a good selection. There's special financing available at Robert Irwin Jewelers as well. You can get up to 6 months interest free at Robert Irwin Jewelers, or take up to 60 months to pay. Do not miss it. The last 6 hour 60% off sale this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Robert Irwin Jewelers on Perkins Extended, across from Laurelwood and Novel Bookstore. For complete details, go online at rijewelers.com. Bigger by the diamonds, better prices, Robert Irwin Jewelers. Now, the Grizzlies got a win last night. Those are getting their – they've been rare this year. They have been in rare supply, but they're 25 and 50. So there is that. But they beat the Pistons. They beat the lowly Pistons, who are not they're not very good. We understand that. They only have 13 wins this entire year. But there's a couple of things from last night that definitely jumped out. One, Jaren Jackson Jr., another 40-point game. He's got 5 in his Grizzlies career. He's only trailing, I think, Ja Morant, who has 8 at this point. 47-3 and 5 stocks. That was a good night at the office from Jaren Jackson Jr., last night, and what continues to strike me about him is what he is doing in ISO situations and getting to the bucket and getting fouls. He can draw fouls at a ridiculous rate at this point. 14 free throws last night. He converted 12 of them, but he had 47-3 in only 34 minutes last night. That was one of the best games I've seen Jaren Jackson Jr. play all year, and he's had some doozies so far this year.
Yeah, and it was a nice bounce back. The last three games, you know, have been kind of up and down for Jaren Jackson Jr., but he really showed why this season so many of us have said that he has taken a massive leap on the offensive end of the basketball, and I cannot wait to see Jaren Jackson Jr. with the full healthy Grizzlies roster. It is going to be something to see because he is devastating in ISO ball.
Yeah, they found something.
And he put James Wiseman in hell.
Yes, he did. He did. I felt bad. I felt bad for James Wiseman.
That was tough.
James Wiseman, that was rough last night. That was really rough. he'd been playing better ball, too.
He has been.
He got demoralized by Jaren Jackson Jr.
Damn.
But that, like, what we have seen this year and like the development, again, I think this whole year I'm trying to view it through a positive lens in the blessing in disguise category. But seeing what Jaren's doing, I think this has been a blessing in disguise. You can add more of these ISO situations, give him more of these opportunities, even when Ja and Bane and everybody's in the starting lineup and you're all back healthy. I think you're seeing what he can give you night to night.
And I think it matters. He's played 65 games.
Yes, 100%. And he hadn't complained at all. He's just going out there and putting his best foot forward. Brandon Clark, 15-7. 7 for 12 from 3. He had a 3 from the corner to put them up by 1 down the stretch of that game. But he did it all in 23 minutes, and he had 3 stocks. And of his 7 rebounds, 5 of them on the offensive side. I know we sort of talked about it off the top of the show, but when it comes to what I expected out of Brandon Clark in his return, he's exceeding my expectations by a long shot. I know that there's still, you're waiting for that big lob dunk at the rim. You're waiting for like the athleticism to show through. But at the same time, you watched him in back-to-back games, 13 points against Orlando, 15 points against Detroit in a win, and you're seeing the offensive rebounding numbers stay similar compared to what they looked like even pre-injury. If you can get, I mean, he's given you what you want to have out of Brandon Clark going into the future. And hopefully, if he continues to do this and continues to look like this throughout the rest of his career, that contract they gave him that we were kind of scared of, you know, considering the Achilles injury, hopefully that contract starts to look as good as it did when he signed it.
He is showing signs of the Brandon Clark of old, and that is great if you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan. In 3 games, he's averaging 11 points, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, and he's shooting about 60% from the field. That is classic Brandon Clark right there.
That's him. That's what he does. Luke Kennard had a decent game as well, 5 for 11 from 3. I still think the question of what they're going to do going up this offseason is not that much of a question. They're going to keep him on this roster. He shoots 44, 45% from 3. If he does hit the open market, there'll be a lot of takers for him. And that $14 million per year, I think a lot of people are getting stuck on that 14.7 for the 1 year going into next year with the team option. People are stuck on that. I sort of wonder what he would command on the open market if it wouldn't be similar, considering like the ability he has to shoot from three-point land. I mean, it would be right around $12 to $15 million regardless, I think, per year if you're going to sign him to some type of contract.
Yeah, the last 10 games that he's played, he's averaging 13.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Points on 44% shooting from 3. And 6.6 assists.
Yeah.
He's a much better playmaker than people try to pretend that he's not. Like, it kind of drives me crazy. You could see it last night in the Detroit game. The man is a playmaker when he has the opportunity. He is. He can be effective out there as something more than a three-point shooter. Yes, his defense isn't great, but he gives you so many options on the offensive end of the basketball, I think he needs to be on this roster.
All right, now a little bit of news in the NBA, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later, what we really think about it, but I do have to drop this in there because Woj has officially reported it. Joel Embiid will return tonight. He will play against Oklahoma City. I think it's a little bit foolhardy. I think it's a little bit interesting to think that the Sixers are just going to throw him in there and hope for the best coming up, going into the playoff season. But I guess they're not sitting here wanting to waste a year. They just don't want to waste a year. But Joel Embiid coming back, this was a quick turnaround. If you expect him to be at 100%, you're foolish.
I'm really curious to see what he looks like, especially his conditioning.
He's going to be fine on the offensive end. I just think the conditioning and that knee is still going to be right around 90, 95%. It's not going to be 100%. I don't know.
Feels like a risk.
It's a risk. It's a risk. And is it a risk worth taking? We'll see on the back end. We'll see on the back end what it looks like. But Joel Embiid will return tonight. We'll talk more about this, get you more of our thoughts as we get into the Blitz around 6:30. But let's go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, we'll hop into small talk before we head off into hour number three and talk to Christian Fowler. But that's next right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Every day, today's no exception. Let's go ahead and hit it.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, on the Mind the Game podcast, which I have been enjoying, can I go ahead and admit that? Mind the Game is with LeBron and with J.J. Redick. They're doing a lot of, they're trying to, you know, educate the casual fan. I think that's the idea of the entire thing. They've added more clips now after the first episode where they're trying to show people exactly what they're talking about because they're talking a lot of X's and O's. But one of the things that LeBron said within Mind the Game this week kind of blew my mind because there's a crossover between basketball and football that I never thought would really exist. But Eric Spoelstra, we know, is probably the best coach in the NBA right now. And when we talk about, you know, consistency and what he's built with the Heat culture, I mean, you aren't going to find somebody better than what they're doing right now. But obviously LeBron played for him in his first year as a head coach with the Heat, and they lost to the Mavs in the finals. And they sort of pinpointed, hey, we had some offensive issues that we need to work through. We need to be more multiple, spread the floor, things like that. But LeBron said that Eric Spoelstra, the reason that they were a better team after that year, that summer he went to Oregon football and their facility and learned the spread offense from Chip Kelly. And how they align certain ways to influence defenders to line up a certain way and how they move people around, use motion. And the reason they got so much better and ended up winning the finals that next year is he figured out how to translate Chip Kelly's spread offense into basketball. That is mind-blowing and confusing to me. I don't really know how you do one for one. I think ultimately what they're saying is, you know, Chris Bosh moved to the five. He was a decoy at times, and sometimes Chip Kelly would use decoys. But depending on how you line up, if you're lining up on the hash marks as opposed to the numbers or something like that in football, the defense is going to line up differently than that. And you can influence them and then, you know, run your concepts based on how you have influenced them, where they're at on the field. I guess that's sort of the idea of what we're looking at behind Eric Spoelstra going to Chip Kelly in Oregon for a little bit to try to find some pointers.
Yeah, I think an important component of what he was talking about, too, is you have to remember the era of basketball you were in. It was pre-Steph Curry's three-point explosion.
Right.
So he was talking about getting those huge centers out of the paint. Spread the floor. So a lot of it was he would move, you know, Chris Bosh down there, and then he'd flare him out, and LeBron would have room to cut. And then he made LeBron become a three-point shooter so that he could, you know, he would pull guys out of the paint. They couldn't just pack the paint because they knew that they were going to drive every single time. It's again, though, one of those situations.
It's fascinating, honestly.
It's fascinating. Again, I am begging this video podcast, to please have graphics.
Yes.
Show us what you mean.
Get the damn Telestrator out.
It does break my brain a little bit to hear that Eric Spoelstra went and hung out with Chip Kelly – for an entire summer and then came back with one of the best offenses the NBA has ever seen. I'm like, wait a second. Does Chip Kelly leave a ring from this?
Yeah, how does this work?
How does this work out? So, no, it's a fascinating conversation, and I have been enjoying the podcast because
they need a telestrator, though.
Yes, because I will say, even though I don't understand everything that they're saying, I do feel like I'm learning a lot, and I just enjoy hearing the insider perspective and them talking about basketball, some stupid debate thing.
This is what I'm glad, so we don't have to hear J.J. Redick go on First Take and complain about it anymore. Now he's got his avenue.
Yeah.
He wanted to go ahead and educate the casual fan. Well, this is your avenue to do it, and I'm glad he's figured it out.
Yeah. Meanwhile, over on those shows today, Paul Pierce is talking about just some, like, nobody's scared of French players and stuff. It's like, dude, you pooped your pants in a game.
And then acted like you were hurt beyond recognition. Oh, yeah. So there is that. But we have hour number three on the way. We'll get to the Blitz at 6:30. We'll wrap up with the Rewind later. But coming up next, Christian Fowler, as is customary on a Tuesday. Stick around.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.